Could I call for some order in the chamber, please? We're now about to start our meeting and we are now recording. Council would like to respectfully acknowledge the local Aboriginal people who are traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this meeting takes place. And now the prayer. Almighty God, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, we give you thanks for blessings you bestow upon us in this shire. Grant to those who hold office in this council the spirit of justice and truth, of wisdom and charity, mindful of our responsibility and the needs of those we serve, we may promote the true welfare of your people, exercise wisely and faithfully the authority committed to us, and advance the common good through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. There are apologies to Councillors Reynolds and Councillor McNeill. Councillor Foy, Councillor Bowditch, any dissent? I put that all those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes have it, it's carried. And Council sends its best wishes and speedy recovery to Councillor McNeill and, of course, our sympathies to him, family and his work colleagues. The confirmation of the minutes of the last ordinary meeting. Councillor Ledland, any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. Ayes have it, it's carried. Disposes of interest.
Councillor, 11.3 regarding the small crazy small sports grants. Have personal and work relationships with people and this and other have to stay out for the whole thing.
Thank you.
Make it simple. And while my computer's just gone mental here, the one about the Australia Day Awards, whatever number that was.
Thank you.
So personal relationship there.
Thank you. Now I have received one as well from Councillor Ward. He's in respect of item 10.1. And as a result of his membership of the Lions Club and their association. Are there any other disclosures?
Sorry. So just to be clear, 11.3 was regarding the small grants, and as a director on Richmond Hill Schools Board, that's got that one.
Yes.
That one. And 19.6 was because of Australia Day Awards personal connections.
Thank you, Councillor.
11.3, I've got to double check. I may have a small grants one with the Netball Association.
Yes, thank you. Are you an office holder with the Netball Association? I suspect you probably.
Yeah. I've got one similar sort of thing with regards to other parts of the world. But I've got the grants.
So that's also 10.
That's 11.3.
11.3 as well. Just let me do, that still leaves us a quorum, I think. No, it doesn't. But anyway, we'll deal with that when we come to it. All right. Now, public participation, all the public participants have kindly agreed that they don't need to speak to public participation except to answer questions. But that if there is an indication of dissent, that we will give them the opportunity to then participate publicly. Which takes us to 10.1, which Councillor Ward had that conflict. Is it possible for Councillor Ward to come this way?
Not listening.
If you come this way, Steve, just out this door, you won't have to travel quite as far.
It's not listening.
Can I just say that 10.1 is the development application for the Denman Heritage Museum in Turner Street, Denman.
I think, Councillor, you're happy to...
Yes, I'd like to move that, Mr Mayor, if I could, but I'd also like to put out a few thank yous as well. Whether all councils know, Mr Jeff, up in the back corner, is given the community a collection that will be housed in this facility. Also, the other committee members are present, along with Mr Chandler, Mr Lysada and the GM, being a part of getting this to where it is. So it's very important for the whole shire, but particularly for those of us lucky enough to reside in Denman. So I commend the motion. Thank
Yes, well, Councillor Batter seconds, and can I just thank also Councillor Woodjack for the enormous amount of work he's done in progressing this. It's great that it's got to the point that it has. Does anyone else wish to be heard? Just for those who were in, you're being in public participation for that, you can see that no dissent from any councillor has been indicated, so I'm going to put the motion. All those in favour, if you could raise a hand. And that's unanimous of the councillors present. So that's been resolved and that DA has been awarded. And please don't feel that you have to stay and listen to the rest of the meeting, but of course we do welcome the gallery, but I can't imagine the gallery welcomes us. So you're most welcome to leave. 10.2 is...
the subdivision of one lot into 20 at 9 Yarrawa Road, Denmark.
I just have a few questions, if I may. And there's around the investigation of the 60k zone being moved out in conjunction with this development. Also, the right of way status, as suggested in the briefing, just how that'll be recorded through the developer, and that it won't actually, in turn, be a problem for council going forward.
Through the mayor, guide chief engineer to provide a response.
So with regards to the existing speed zones, there are no current proposals from council to change the speed zone specifically along Yarrawa Road. However, we do recognise that there may be an option in the future for that to be considered for that road, and the existing design that's been proposed is compliant with those roads. That the appropriate site distance safety and turbulence for that intersection. With regards to the proposed roadway access between lots 1 and lots 4, that's proposed to be a private roadway access with appropriate turnover all over base that will allow cars to cross one along that, and that won't be part of the council but will be referred to and maintained as a private driveway.
So will that? The future owners for
Excuse me, Councillor Woodruff, through the Mayor, I'd invite the Deputy General Manager to answer this question.
Thank you, Councillor Woodruff. Could I please suggest that the second officer's recommendation refers to a development coal control plan being developed for the area. We could consider as items in that. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Can I move a motion in the form of that recommended in the business paper? Is there a seconder for that? Councillor Scholes, is there any dissent? Well, as you can see, for those that wanted to be a public participant for this, no councillor has indicated dissent. So if you're happy with that, I'll commit the motion. I put that then. All those in favour, if you could raise a hand. Again, unanimous of those present, and thank you and congratulations, and thank you for your investment in the town hall, Denman, which takes us to 10.3.
This is a development application to modify the conditions of consent to extend the period of operation and amendment to access for Rosebrook Sand and Gravel, Denman Road, Denman.
Is there a... Councillor
Woodruff. Yes, I'm very happy that we have a closure plan and a rehabilitation plan. I think it's been long overdue. It's a nice piece of work. Congratulations.
Councillor Scholes, second.
Yes.
Can I ask whether there'd be any defence? As you can see, I might just ask, are there any other questions? As you can see, there are no councillors indicating dissent. So you're entitled to be heard if you wish to, otherwise I'll... Thank you. Well, I'll put that then. If all those in favour could raise a hand. And again, Again, the motion is unanimous and carried. And so thank you again for your investment in the community of Denman. And please, as I say, don't feel that you need to stay, although, as I say, you're most welcome to it, of course. 10.4.
Which is the Development Assessment Committee review.
Councillor Scholes,
yes.
Councillor Coy, is there any dissent? I put that all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it to carry. And can I, I'm sure I join in with Councillor Scholes and Councillor Woodruff when I thank the staff for the work of that committee. I know that it's not always been something which everyone has desired, but I think that it's done a really good job, and part of that, I think, has borne fruit, if you like, in that very good development application that came before us for the quarry. And so I certainly thank the committee for that work. And so that takes us then to 10.5.
Which is the Natural Disasters Clause for Dwellings, part of the LEP 2009.
Councillor Eads, Councillor Scholes, any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it. 10.6.
Which is the Local Heritage Assistance Fund.
Councillor Woodman, Councillor Bowditch, is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it. 10.7. Councillor Ward.
This is the Retaining Walls Policy Review.
Councillor Ward, is there a second? Councillor Foy, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. 10.8.
This is the Planning and Environmental Services Regular Report.
Councillor Ledler, Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Cabinet's carried. 11.1. Councillor Ledler.
Our concept design for the Sandy Hollow Pocket Park.
Councillor Woodruff. Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes have it. 11.2.
This is the preliminary works on the Denman to Sandy Hollow Water Pipeline Project.
Councillor Ledley, Councillor Scholes. Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes have it. I move, sorry, making a popper on this. Can I move?
This is 11.3, the Sport and Recreation Small and Large Capital Grants Program for 2020.
Can I move the resolution delegated to the General Manager? Mm-hmm. Councillor Woodruff, is there any dissent? I put that all those in. Oh, well, I can't, we still have a quorum. I'm going to invite the others back in. Now we think that it's a procedural motion. There's a lot to investigate. The new build up to so I'm going to propose a procedural motion that we delegate the resolution of the issue to the General Manager. So is there a second? There was one, Councillor Woodland. Is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes have it. Carried. 11.4.
Just water and wastewater levels of service for the first quarter.
Councillor Scholes, Councillor Ward. Is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes have it. Carried. 12.1.
Which is the State Significant Development Committee.
Can I please move a motion in the form of that recommended, but... sorry, I withdraw that. May I please move a motion in the form of the annexure I have handed to the committee.
Thank you.
Now, is there...
I'll see.
Councillor Scholes, is there any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes, it's carried. 12.2.
Which is the 2019-2020 annual report.
Move it.
Councillor Woodruff, Councillor Eads, any dissent? I put it, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes, it's carried. 12.3.
Which is the 2019-2020 annual financial statement.
Councillor Ledland, Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes, it's carried. 12.4.
The report on council's grant funding for December 2020, a standing report, regular report.
Councillor Eads, Councillor Ward, is there any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes, it's carried. 12.5.
Which is the monthly financial report.
Councillor Ledland, Councillor Scholes, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes, it's carried. 12.6.
Report on investments held as at the 30th of November 2020.
Councillor Ward, Councillor Ledland, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes, it's carried. 12.7.
The store and materials stock take for the 30th of November 2020.
Councillor Eads, Councillor Foy, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes, it's carried. 12.8.
Community services report.
Councillor Eads, Councillor Foy, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes, it's carried. Now, I think I'm up to 13.1.
That's correct. Reports from committees. 13.1 is the Development Assessment Committee.
I'll move short.
Councillor Scholes, Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes, it's carried. 13.2.
The Aboriginal Reconciliation Committee report.
Councillor Ledland, Councillor Babbage, any dissent? I put those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes, it's carried. Now, on my version of things, I think I skip all the way through to. There's a small duplication there.
Going too close.
I think we've got notices of motion questions. So I think I might at this point take the. There are no notices of motion.
There are no questions with notices, I understand it.
Council reports, if there be any. Questions for. Questions for the meeting, we're still there. Questions for next meeting, if there be any. Councillor Foy.
Just wondering if council's done anything or sent anything to the McNeil family, and if not.
The answer is we've done a number of things, some of which I won't say in open council, but certainly we have done what you might expect, including messages and flowers to the hospital and so on. But I think I should leave it at that. But as you might imagine, there are other things as well. Councillor Woodruff.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, through you to the GM. I have contact from some ratepayers in Doyle Lane, and just to pass on, thank you very much, how impressed they are with the job that's been done up there. So it's my pleasure to pass that on, and I hope it works well in people.
Certainly will. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the reseal. All right. Well, I think that's it then. Questions without notice. So that then takes us to a motion to go into closed council. Councillor Bowditch, Councillor Foy, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes, have it. Carried.